with Nikki and DeMello.
Nikki and DeMello. Thanks to the Mandra Forum.
97.3 Coast FM.
It's a very, very
weird world.
Okay. Katie Price. Now, I'm not talking about local journo.
You're talking about ex-Playboy Katie Price?
Formerly married to our own Peter Andre.
Yeah.
Who actually went by the name Jordan, bizarrely enough, for a while. Yeah.
That was weird.
She's found herself in some money trouble and is selling her old knickers and breast implants in an attempt. I should have given you some more warning.
Yeah, okay.
To raise cash to pay only a $2,300 driving fine.
She can't afford $2,000.
It's kind of sad at this point, isn't it? I mean, she's kind of... She's, I don't know if she's actually written or just sort of dictated about, I don't know, a whole lot of books, like more than 11 books. Like she's had a whole money-making enterprise going on, apart from TV appearances and
she's written
everything
books.
Else. Yeah, I think she's had help, but she's
about
got...
About what? Her?
Oh, her life and novels and other things. And,
okay.
Yeah, I don't know anyone that's read them, but anyway. Mm. The mum of five came close to bankruptcy last year, but has set up an Instagram account now to sell a series of her personal items. Including autographed implants.
Autographed?
Yeah, from when she went into the Big Brother UK
house. Where do you put them? Do you frame them?
She's framed them. There's your photo.
Above your bed. Yeah.
You put them where you like, I guess. At least she has that option, though.
I know. Like, I wish if I was poor, I could just sell some old knickers.
Tell me about it. No one sane's queuing up to buy mine. And as for the boob implants, unless there's some kind of implant fairy that I'm not aware of.
Well, they gave you boobs.
That got awkward quickly.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
All right, bring it home for the weekend, Nikki.
All right, Perth girls, Samantha Jade is engaged.
Oh, congrats.
This is lovely news. Sammy revealed the news last night on Instagram with a black and white shot of her and boyfriend Pat Handlin with the caption, "Yes." Pat is the son of Sony Music Australia's CEO, Dennis Handlin, and they're believed to have been dating since mid-2017.
Wow.
Very smart girl, Sammy, locked down her Sony contract for life. Now, the full nominations for the British Academy of Film and Television Art Awards are out, a.k.a. the BAFTAs. Nice. Bradley Cooper will be, again, squaring off against Rami Malek next month as the two compete for the Leading Actor Award.
Okay.
The pair are also up against Christian Bale, who's nominated for his portrayal of Dick Cheney in Vice. Lady Gaga and Glenn Close are up for the coveted Leading Actress Award, alongside Melissa McCarthy, Olivia Colman and Viola Davis. Margot Robbie is the only Aussie actor nominated, with her role as Queen Elizabeth in Mary, Queen of Scots. The BAFTAs are on in London February 10th. Okay. Now, Keith Urban has put a little bit of a country spin on Marshmallow and Bastille's hit song, Happier. I love this. He says there's an incredible story of emotional conflict being told in the song and couldn't wait to cover it himself.
This is nice.
I want to raise your spirits. I want to see you smile. I know that means I'll have to.
That's nice.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Love a bit of Keith Urban.
Freaky food.
Friday is freaky
food.
Friday.
Smile on the face.
Oh, it's because you chose what you're eating today.
Well, yeah,
I'm not happy
do.
About this.
To be fair, we always do.
I'm a bit filthy because during the week, you promised you'd be doing fish this week.
I hadn't said
you
that
You rock up today with a banana.
Anywhere except
some cream
you.
Cheese.
I backed out, all right?
I know.
I wooshed out.
I know.
Maybe down the track, we'll get some...
Fish
strange combinations of food. What's sardines? There's got to be at least some things in there that I like for it to be a possibility.
No. Open your mind. Well, you never know.
You think that I'll wind up liking a food if I mix it with something that I would never mix it with?
New flavour.
Maybe there's something to that. I know. But anyway, this is one of the ones that's actually come up from a good friend of ours from the Scan Pan selections from last year. Shelley submitted this.
Okay, yep.
The combination is cream cheese, which is, as you can see if you're watching the video,
on some bread. And then you've
with
got
a banana.
It's
a creamy feast is what it is. who isn't excited about the idea?
Creamy feast.
Of a creamy feast.
Okay.
this time of the morning. So I didn't pre-do this. I should have cut
okay,
some
you're slicing up your banana.
Yeah.
All right, we haven't got all day. Come on.
Come on now.
Chop, chop.
I'm making, well, that's what I'm doing. You see what I said there? Yeah. Okay. All right.
So you're having it like a sandwich. You've chopped up the banana on top of the cream cheese.
They did say in a sandwich, so.
A lot of cream cheese happening there.
Well, that's why I went with thick banana slices.
Okay. Some white bread, in case you're wondering. No wholemeal here. I imagine it would be very dense. How you going? Struggling to chew. All right.
I think I've made a mistake.
Mush. More baby food.
It is very velvety.
Velvety?
Oh. I could do with a slightly riper banana, just quietly.
Okay.
To make it ideal.
Yeah.
Is it right? It's not bad.
What are your thoughts?
It's extremely creamy.
Very creamy.
What you're after is a legitimate cream experience. And who isn't? I'd give it a go.
Okay.
Do you know, I'd possibly do this again.
Yeah.
But only if I was on my own, because I think people would think I was odd. But I'll finish this. And again, it's around six, okay?
Six out of ten, is that what you're saying? Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, over halfway. We'll take that.
Thank you. So, Shelley, thank you. You've enlightened me.
Cream cheese and banana. And please, if you have any freaky food suggestions, head to our website, coastlive.com.au, and fill out the Freaky Food Friday section there. And please suggest fish and request Demelo to eat it.
And can I suggest we throw some chili options out there too?
Chili, fish.
I'm down with chili. Give me some different things to eat it with.
Nikki and Demelo's three things you need to know.
Okay, tomorrow's abalone fishing reminder has been cancelled because of dangerous conditions, so
don't head out there looking for the abalone.
No, I reckon just quietly there will be fishing-related people, like fishing authorities out there.
Oh, yeah.
Because
patrolling.
How many people do you reckon? Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Oh, what?
No, I didn't know. And also tomorrow is quite a bit happening tomorrow. Tomorrow's also the day when, according to researchers who have analysed more than 30 million online activities, that's when all of our New Year's resolutions stop. So,
right.
The point when
if
everyone
haven't
just
started, yeah. Then don't worry about it.
Maybe it's a good time to start, or maybe if you have started, just push through the pain barrier.
This weekend.
Or I guess just don't beat yourself up. It's you and a few other people.
Yeah. Makes you feel a bit better about it.
Yeah. Diet ends tomorrow. no.
Quick diet.
And after some delays, obviously due to, I believe, demand last night, finally things have been sorted out. And we know that there's no winner with the Powerball.
No, but good news is there's, 100 million?
100 million. It is the equal biggest Aussie Lotto jackpot.
In history. That's amazing.
Next week. So...
Good luck.
Tickets.
So, after next week, I may not work here anymore.
Fair enough, too. To be honest with you, even I wouldn't blame you. Are we off to the Vatican, Nikki? often we say that.
The Vatican's coming to us.
Oh, bring it on.
The Vatican has launched, ready for it.
Right.
Strap yourself in.
Okay.
An official track team.
Sorry.
60 runners, including priests. Nuns and a 62-year-old library professor are among the team's inaugural members. Oh, look, we're not laughing at you.
No,
laughing with you.
Everybody should have a go. And you know what? They're going to have the best uniforms ever. You think about all the crazy big hats and robes they wear?
It would hold them back, wouldn't it?
I don't think just quietly it's just the uniforms that's going to be holding it back.